Hit the subscribe button and the notification bell right now so you never miss an episode of Operation Truth. Send us an email, ask your questions, and very possibly we'll address your question on the air.
Operation Truth, the show they don't want you to see. Now, here's your host, Lou.
Hi, everyone. This is Lou Palumbo and Tom Fuentes. We're your hosts for the show today, Operation Truth. We are trying not to be contentious, although I have to say it's very difficult because so much of what crosses our bow, you know, it insults your intelligence and your sense of decency. And for myself, I have to try to compose myself because my inclination is to go after you. But I have learned in my life, contention doesn't really serve you all the time. There is a time and place for everything. And contention's one of those things you really have to know how to surgically insert it. But we're dealing with a lot today. I keep bringing up the borders every podcast. I'm not going to let you forget because it's becoming a problem far greater than the fact that we have people coming in from Central and South America who oftentimes are escaping some horrific living conditions. You know, you have to give it thought for a second that people traverse with their children 2,000-3,000 miles. They leave everything they know, including their families, to get to this country in pursuit of something that we take for granted. And I hate to say that to you, but Americans do. You know, I don't want to name drop here, but I worked for Governor Schwarzenegger. You should listen to this man speak about America. He really got the right on spot. He loves this country in every capacity and every way. He realizes its potential. He realizes its downfalls. Tragically, he cannot be the president of the United States. And the reason I say that, because I work with a lot of big people. I have never worked with a client that across the board, independent of politics, religion, shape, size, you know, likes and dislikes, take to this guy because there's a thing about him that transcends or crosses lines with people. There's a part of him that he extends to people that he understands. It's very simple. He wants what's best for everyone. I never listened to him speak as a Republican, a Democrat, and I've worked for him for more than 12 years. And I hope I don't lose him after this, but it is what it is. But it's unfortunate because this man's voice could change a lot of things in this country. Unfortunately, he was naturalized, and I hope I'm saying that word right, and half matters at this point, and he cannot be the president. But I want to go back into this discussion about immigration and the borders. We're not only dealing with people coming in from Central and South America, Mexico. We have people coming from every quadrant of the world. 160 countries, I've heard, as many as that many. And some of them are not our friends. We do not have enough resources to control the border. We've lost operational control of the border, which I'm going to ask Tom to speak to in a second. We do not have the ability to vet anyone. That's just a bold-faced lie, and it's insulting to your intelligence and your decency when they tell you that they are. We're not vetting anyone. There are no databases in these countries. There's no willingness to exchange information. And let me remind you of this, and Tom will support this, having been in his prior employment as an FBI assistant director. They are replicating IDs. They make up IDs as I brush my teeth every morning. They change driver's licenses, fabricate them, birth certificates. We don't know who the hell we're letting into this country right now. This is the most shameful act in the history of this country. No, that's not the most shameful. Slavery was. Ethnically cleansing the indigenous people was. This is right on the cusp of it because this is going to change the dynamic of this country. We still haven't closed the borders. We are having record months with people crossing the borders illegally. They're estimating over 1.5 million people got into this country as gotaways. And Tom can explain it to you probably at least as well as I can. We can detect you through satellites, drones, cameras. We can account for everyone who's coming in. We got a clicker going off there. Does it matter to anybody in Washington, D.C., independent of their political ties? No, not even the Republicans. They give it this half-hearted attempt to make like they were interested in controlling the borders. Guys, this is a deal breaker at the border for a number of reasons, not just because we're letting people in from Central and South America. We're allowing the terrorist element to penetrate this border, and Tom can speak to that as well in a second. You know, I want to go brush up against this thing with Israel, guys. I am curious, and Tom spoke to this in the last episode, and I brushed up against it as well. Is this the way to redeem two administrations, Netanyahu's and Biden's, and come out maybe landing on your feet, distracting people from the debacles and the disgrace and the shame associated with this administration in this country? And I'm not saying that because I'm a Republican. I'm saying that because this is the truth. Look at the facts. They're staring you in the eyes. Look at the activity and the behavior of this man's son, which he is basically rubber stamped. Look, I understand what it means to unconditionally love your children. I got the memo on that, but not at the expense of the rest of the people in this country. And I keep telling everybody something you better listen to. We have overpopulated this country. We can't take care of anyone. No less, 10 million people have crossed the border illegally. Now we're entertaining people, you know, struggling in our streets, you know, defending the Palestinian position, defending the Israeli position. Guys, can I tell you a little secret in New York? And I'm going to move right on to Tom after this. They just gave the police a 24% well-deserved raise. You talk about disparity in compensation. Lieutenants got an 18% raise. I'm just curious, where are you getting this money? They're talking about spending, I guess, $6, $7 million a day supporting the illegals in New York City, and that number's going up because they've got about 125,000, which is like 1% of what they're getting at coming across the border, by the way, guys. Where are you getting this money from? All these cops are on overtime right now. No one understands what we're doing in the city of New York. Everybody's been taken and put into uniform so they can go out and address these demonstrations, which tie up our streets. You come into New York, you bump into a demonstration, you're going to sit there unless you have the ability to helicopter yourself out, guys. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in our country, and I give you a path back, which is what the show's about. Tragically, because of what's going on current day, we need to close access to the border. Tom, what's your feeling on one of these things I just spoke about?
Well, I think we just had a secure border about 3 years ago under Trump. And, you know, they talked about the wall, and there were so many judges that ruled against Trump during the early construction of the wall. Oh, you can't build it. It's unconstitutional, whatever it was. He was taking money from the defense budget, from the military, to try to complete the construction. So construction got delayed for at least 2 years. Then Trump decided to actually implement what became falsely labeled the Muslim ban. And where that started was under Obama. They identified seven countries where you were unable to vet anybody coming in from those countries. They didn't have the intelligence services, the law enforcement services, or they were completely uncooperative with the U.S. government. So that was happening at the time. Trump implements that, and he gets labeled, oh, he's, you know, Islamophobia, he's against Muslims. And the fact was, it had nothing to do with being against Muslims. It was those seven countries were sending people here that we could not do backgrounds on. In the meantime, the biggest Muslim country in the world is Indonesia. And Indonesia has a couple hundred. The population of Indonesia, Muslim population, exceeds the entire Muslim population of the Middle East, Africa, and Europe. No ban on them. No ban on Malaysia, with the next greatest number of Muslims coming in, who, because we worked closely with their intelligence services and their law enforcement, we could vet people from those countries applying for a visa or coming in applying for citizenship. So that's the kind of political nonsense that's been going on here, going back into the Trump administration. But you had a relatively, and most of the Border Patrol officers, Customs and Border Enforcement, have said, we had a fairly secure border during the Trump administration. That all stopped with Biden. They just stopped. Let everybody in no matter what. And that's what's been going on. Now we have several million people have entered the country illegally, no background, no vetting. A few of them were identified where they said, oh, we've got 150 people have come in that were on the terror watch list. Well, big deal. The terror watch list has had over a million people on that list when I was still an assistant director in the FBI. So big deal. We're letting all these people in, and we can say that we've checked this or checked that when we haven't. And so that's the problem we have. Now you have the battle between Israel and Hamas, or countries like the U.S. backing up Israel. And we don't know how many Hamas people have come into this country in the last 3 years, and it only takes one, two, three to do a major terrorism attack. They'd be able to get their hands on weapons, explosives, everything they need to carry out an attack in this country. And a lot of security experts believe it's coming. It's going to happen. And especially depending on the war between Israel and Hamas, or Israel and Hezbollah, or Israel and Iran, we've got our military forces right there, right now, in a position to be attacked. American service members killed, American warships damaged, possibly sunk. And what are we going to do about that? And once we start doing something about that, that may be where the green light goes to Hamas and Hezbollah members in the United States. Go ahead and do another attack in the U.S.
The change from currency systems to fully digital cashless societies has intensified fear around the world. In mid-September, Wells Fargo and Truist banks planned major layoffs as an impending 2024 recession has been predicted by many economists. Many analysts are predicting silver will hit an all-time high in 2024. That's why you need to own silver as a hedge. Green energy demands will possibly turbocharge silver prices to 50, 100, even 300 an ounce, according to many experts around the world. Silver is a proven hedge against inflation. Since 1971, silver has returned over 11% when averaged yearly. Hard Asset Management is a trusted leader in precious metals and rare coins for nearly 40 years. We have the guaranteed lowest prices, fast and easy ordering, expedited shipping, with award-winning customer service available 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. CST, Monday through Friday. So protect yourself from the chaos. Invest in stability with Hard Asset Management. Call now and get your free Hard Asset Management information kit on how easy it is for you to own silver. 844-426-4653. Free delivery and extra silver with every $10,000 bought. Use promo code 007.
Tom, I just want to mention something else to our listeners and those who are watching this podcast. Tom mentioned that there are approximately, during his tenure, 1 million people on the watch list. So I can put this in context for you guys, because I keep mentioning statistics like the fact there's only 800,000 law enforcement agents. There are 12,000 FBI agents. That's it. We have 1 million people on a watch list, and those are ones just on the watch list, as the FBI is trying to cultivate who else might belong on the watch list. And Tom, please tell us how many other responsibilities. Was it 400 responsibilities?
Yeah, the
in
FBI
addition
has
to that,
over
the FBI
400
has?
Investigative responsibilities. You have all of the criminal acts. You have all of civil rights laws. You have national security, counterterrorism, cyber. So there's a number of areas that the responsibility of the FBI is primary agency in those investigative areas. Now, when you mentioned that there's 800,000 law enforcement officers in the United States, most Americans don't realize the ratio of 800,000 police, FBI, federal agents, all the way down to, you know, local sheriffs. That ratio for the population of the United States actually matches the ratio of Chinese police officers to their 1.4 billion people living there. And a lot of people don't realize, they think that, you know, China's a police state and they've got all these extra police officers and all that. The ratio is the same there as it is here, of police and federal agents to match up to the population.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joseph M. Wanted with the Constitutionalist Politics. Tune in for the upcoming episode for May 4, Issue Never the Issue, as well as guests Peter Serafin, Rosemary Downer, Don Gallade, Gista the Rapper, Cy Young, Jason Perry, and upcoming Jack Hagar, Andrew Thorpe King, Trent Rock, Ed Temple, Chris Morehouse, and more. Please tune in to Constitutionalist Politics. God bless.
Yeah, Tom, but you know what? They manage their problems in a little bit differently than we do. They're a bit more oppressive. Like, they talk about a need for police reform here. I don't think people understand. Most of the countries on this planet, you step out of line, they step on you. This is not what goes on in this country. You participate in riots and disrupt our cities as we did in the summer of 2020, and they gave you financial compensation. It's a little bit different, Tom. It's the method and the tactic.
And that's why the 800,000 police officers and agents in this country cannot maintain law and order, because our judicial system, our prosecutive system in the major cities has broken down to where, like you say, they not only is there no penalty, not only do they need to not post bail, but now they get financial rewards and prosecutions against the citizens that defend themselves or the police officers that try to arrest those people. That's why. So we've turned our criminal justice system on its head, and that's why it's not working successfully in our country right now. So I know you've said that we're overpopulated and all of that, but if we had an efficient police system matched with the prosecutive system, matched with judicial reform as well, then I think we could keep the lid on it the way we had been keeping the lid on it for all these decades. It's only recently that we have stripped the police and private citizens of the ability to maintain that law and order.
And Tom, I say this to you, if is the biggest word in the dictionary. If the queen had chops, she'd have been the king. If is what hinders us. What we have to do is land in the world of reality here. And we're just not managing anything or anyone in this country. But I want to say something else. And I want to say this in the proper context, so nobody gets offended, because I don't have time to hate anybody because of your religion or ethnicity, your culture, your lifestyle. I just don't have time, guys. I don't know where we have time for all this hatred. This energy is better put in other places. But, you know, the mantra for some people coming from Islam is to destroy Western civilization. For everyone that thinks that these aggressions or this mentality is directed only towards Israel, like from Hamas, just listen to what's going on in Iran. It's death to America. Please pay attention, guys. We have a big problem here. And the thing that we have to be very careful of is not commingling those people who support Islam as being a part of that demographic within Islam that are anti-Western. And you know what? They say the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Those are the only people we hear about. I keep telling everybody, the majority of the people in these countries where they have these wackadoo leaders are just like the average American. They're just trying to get through the day, guys. The leadership isn't indicative of the mindset of the people. Now, that could change in certain parts of the world, I believe. You know, I think there's some real extremism in religion today, which I'm not a proponent of. Look, I went to 16 years of Catholic school. I'm the first guy to tell you, I don't believe in organized religion. If you want to believe in God or a higher being, go do it. I'm happy for you. You know, my thing with people is you got to find some peace in your life, some happiness and some calm. If you find solace in believing in a higher being, then do so. But guys, please take a good look at what goes on with organized religion, whether it's Catholicism, Judaism, Islam, whoever it might be. You know, we're all at each other's throats over these religious beliefs oftentimes. And it's like I've gone back and said before, you know, the population of the world that's Jewish is infinitesimal. I don't understand this preoccupation with hating them. I don't get it. I do not understand it. If someone has some logic or reason that's attached to the argument, please contact us, OperationTruthOfficial@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your argument. You know, my thing, at some point, you got to mend these fences and heal these wounds. We need to do it domestically, whether it's with our indigenous people or with our minorities, our blacks who we enslaved, you know, in this egregious manner. You think we would know better also coming from an oppressed, you know, country like the United Kingdom. We were running from the UK and their oppressive tactics, but we engaged in a tactics that was more oppressive. Do we heal that? Don't get me going today, guys. We're not doing anything right. And what really scares me is I'm not the smartest guy on the planet, but my head is pretty clear and I see things for what it is. And candidly, I don't want anything out of this except to get this world back on track so my kids and the young people in general have a place to live and grow up in, because we're going in the wrong direction here, folks, and in every way that you can possibly imagine. But be clear about something. This assault against Israel is also an assault on Western civilization. Those same people hate us, guys, but that doesn't mean all Palestinians do. It doesn't mean all Muslims do. You know, one of the things that's happening in the country, which I'm always concerned about, is we're having people who are now identified as Jewish being attacked. Anybody identified as being Muslim being attacked. when we had the COVID virus. They went after the Asian people, punching women indiscriminately in New York City. Fact, on video. We saw the videos. You know, I go back and say this to you. It's incumbent upon the leadership of this country, first and foremost, our president, to keep things calm and to tell everybody it's okay, we're different. Because it is, guys. You know, we all have to sleep on the same side of the bed. That's not what the criteria to getting through life is about. You have to have tolerance and forgiveness and patience and empathy. All the things we're trying to teach our children that are not demonstrated in the media every day, by the way. You know, you teach your children to be kind. Not going on in the media. We just verbally assault each other and insult each other as often as we can. There's no productivity that comes out of these media outlets or any of these shows. And, you know, I've been to The View a couple of times. I won't tell you why. I know this is going to sound crazy. I happen to like Whoopi Goldberg. She said some things that, in my opinion, were a little off kilter, especially in regards to Roman Polanski and that rape that took place with a 13-year-old girl in a hot tub after he plied her with alcohol and Quaaludes. But all in all, you know, I have an appreciation for their right to think the way that they do. But I just wish everybody would measure what you say before you say it, because I teach my children words hurt. Oftentimes, once they come out of your mouth, you can't get them back and the damage is done. It's, you know, you can't get that genie back in the bottle. And you know what this is about for Tom, myself, and the people involved in this? We're trying to figure out how to get this genie back in the bottle. And although some of the things I've spoken to appear to be a bit extreme, like rounding people up and deporting them, even if you've been naturalized, even if you're an elected official, I have to be honest with you. If I recall correctly, and Tom, I'd like you to correct me on this, timing-wise, Omar came out of Somalia during the 90s off this incident referred to as Black Hawk Down. It was a movie made. They went after the warlords. Clinton brought in 90,000 migrants from Somalia. We didn't vet them. She's one of them. You think she would be kissing the ground we walk on here? Instead, all she does is tear this country apart and tear it down. This is very simple. Go home. This is not your home. That's how I feel about you. Tlaib, this is not your home. Okay? And that translates to people on the right as well. When you speak in manners that are subversive or less than productive to the betterment of this country and the future of our children, go somewhere else. Even if you were born here, I don't care. This has got to be brought back into balance at some point in time, ladies and gentlemen, or you're going to lose your country. Remember, I said these words to you. I've said them before. You're going to lose this country that you think you know. We're taking it for granted. You've got to become part of this conversation. Vote, not violence. Vote, not violence. That's the way to do it. You know what I love about these elected officials? Tlaib is inciting. What? How does that help things? Why don't you pack up and go to Palestine and see what good you can do there? Because disrupting our cities isn't going to change foreign policy. Disrupting our cities isn't going to change the climate or what's transpiring on these foreign soils. Go back there and go after it. I don't know what to say to you. You know, Tom, I don't know how you feel about what I just said. I'd be curious to hear your take on this, because look, you and I are very similar in thinking, but we're not 100% the same way. My thing is, at this point, I'm just done with this. If you don't want to be part of this solution and you're going to be part of the problem or the problem, please find somewhere else to live, because what's weighing in the balance is the future of our young people and the future of this country. And if you don't think we can lose this country, boy, are you mistaken. Take your blinders off. Put down that political lens that you look through and look at things objectively and hear what we're saying here. We don't have a political agenda. We're not on telling you who to vote for. I wouldn't be so presumptive to think that I have the right to tell you. Figure this out for yourself, folks. Look at the condition of your country. That's all I want to ask you to do. Your borders, your economy, your foreign policy, condition of your major cities, this whole spoof on transitioning to electricity. Let me just say this one final time, and I'm going to go to Tom because I'm on a rant here right now. Nuclear. I know it's a tough word to swallow. We got all the touchy-feely people. You should have started thinking about what would be needed to support all the people before you started making them.
Rare coin prices have exploded in the last 3 years. Hard Asset Management, one of the world's largest precious metals and rare coin dealer firms, makes recommendations on what to buy for collectors who know what they're looking for. We maintain one of the world's largest rare coin inventories for individuals seeking to diversify precious metals and rare coins. We can make strong recommendations in areas that we feel have the strongest potential for long-term growth. Call today, 844-426-4653, to receive our free rare coin newsletter or register online at bmchaM.com. Free delivery and extra silver with every $10,000 bought. Use promo code 007.
Your thoughts, Tom?
On what? The 20 points you just made? Let's go back to the squad, Tlaib and Omar and all.
By all means.
We're not going to have the gumption in this country to kick them out, especially if they become naturalized U.S. citizens. That's not going to happen. But at a starting point, what ought to happen is don't reelect them to be members of the United States Congress. Now, you've said so many times, we're not going to tell you who to vote for. Well, maybe we damn well should be telling people who not to vote for. Do not vote for these people. Do not put members of the squad back in because they hate the U.S. and they hate everybody that isn't, you know, from their own family or something. So that would be a starting point for me is democracy, the election process, is the only mechanism we have to ensure peaceful transition in our government. That was the intent of the founding fathers, that we not have civil war, that we not have revolution and insurrection and all of that, that people be informed of what's going on by an honest press, which we don't have that, so that's a difficulty right away. And then it's not just people are distracted, they're misinformed in the first place. But if they were informed, and they ought to do what they can to get informed using the internet and other sources of information like this podcast, use that information to make the right choice in the ballot box. Now, we're in a year, 13 months, we're going to have national elections. We're going to elect a third of the senators, all of the Congress members, and the president of the United States. Get intelligent about who's doing what to your country and cast your vote. That's the only way we're going to peacefully save the United States.
Now, that's a very interesting comment, peacefully, Tom, because, you know, I do speak to some people and they're concerned that we're going to end up in an armed conflict in our own country. And I would say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that's something that is not out of the question. It all depends on how hard we push in certain directions of the country that are not receptive to the insanity that comes through the media or out of Washington, D.C. I've talked about secession. I wouldn't be surprised if states in this country suddenly said, guess what? We're tired of the crazy. We are financially viable. We'll engage in commerce with you, but we're not subject to the laws of this land anymore. That's not out of the question, guys. You got a state like Texas and Florida and Tennessee and Idaho. There's a number of them. Nevada, they're financially viable. Even Arizona. You know, what's interesting is Arizona's getting clobbered at the border, too. You just have to listen to the elected officials down there that are Democrats. Interestingly enough, the loudest voices right now in opposition to this border issue are Democrats. All the major cities are run by Democrats, by the way, guys, and they're getting clobbered with this immigration issue, especially in Chicago and especially in New York. And I think it's Pritzker, the governor in Illinois.
Illinois,
correct. And he passed this cashless bail, which is like bail reform, same as our law, now a state law. Basically, you can commit a crime, we release you. Even they're up in arms because, you know, where are they going to get the money to take care of these people? We don't have the resources in any form, any way, shape, or form to take care of them. And now, coupled with this, is the fact that we've got a concern about who may have crossed that border coming into this country with an agenda that could harm this country. I mean, it is what it is. Guys, we're going to wrap it for today. When we come back, we're going to continue this discussion. I want to talk to Tom about the heightened concerns of domestic terrorism in the country. I also want to have a conversation about this humanitarian aid. I'm hoping we're going to have Christian Briggs in because I want to ask Christian about the financial implication of what's going on in Israel and how it translates to the United States and even globally. Guys, thank you for joining us. I always thank you, Tom, for your wisdom, your insight.
Thank you, Lou.
You're a gentleman and a scholar. And I am only sorry I didn't get to work with you, to be honest with you, in the FBI. This has been Operation Truth. Again, I remind you, OperationTruthOfficial@gmail.com is a vehicle to speak with us. And we're going to be staging these scenarios where you'll be able to call in and talk to us directly. We don't want everyone calling us that agrees with us. That's not what we're looking for. We're trying to get an exchange of ideas and start to open lines of communication that have some civility and decency attached to them. Those two words that have left our conversation. See you next time, guys. Thank you.